where I... Did you ever see a hut home that was built out of logs?
Yeah, we had a few over here. We even had dirt floors. People, I remember some of them.
How did they fit those logs together? They would...
Well, you see, they... They put them like this for so many feet, you know, put one on top of the other for so many feet, but so many feet apart too. They have a, how would you say that, a stud? You know, it's a big tall one, you know, big long one that go all the way, and then they'd notch them in that. They'd notch them in some ways, you know, and then in those cracks, I'm talking about a log house, a dirt house you're talking about, mud house. Then you see they'd notch them in, put those studs this way and that way. Then they put the logs one on top of the other, notch, like hit here. Then this one will come here, this one come here, and that will come here. And then after that, they take moss, you know, moss out of the trees, moss and dirt. Now let's see, my daddy used to daub his furnace when he would make syrup in the early years when he couldn't afford brick, before he ever built a brick furnace. He would daub his furnace with mud, and he'd build him like a little pit, you know, a little pen-like, and then he knew what kind of mud to get more. He knew the kind of mud that would make good clay. You know, would make good daubing mud. And then he'd throw that in there, and he'd put the children in there. I got some pictures I could show you. And they'd trumpet, put water in it, and trumpet, and he knew how much to trumpet, and then he'd put green moss in there, but that's where they'd fill these cracks. They'd fill these cracks with this mud, and put this moss and this mud together, and then they'd fill these cracks good, and then they'd dry, you see. And the floor, the same thing.
The top of the house was a...
Well, they'd cover the top of the house with palmettos. See, they'd use... That was before, you're talking about a long time ago now. People down on this isle, here on the island, since I'd say, let's say 100, since I was born, 1910, 1915, they all, you know, they drug in as soon as they had a canal to get out of here. Like when I was born, they had maybe one canal. Then they opened up a canal from the island right over there to White Lake. Then from White Lake on out, they had some natural streams. But before that, they had to come in this island through freshwater bayou. You see, they'd come from the Gulf and it led into the island. That was the only outlet they had. Or they had to go to Grand Chenier through the marsh, and then they had outlets to go through there. But since about, I guess, I'm sure about the time that I was a baby, they got a drag line, a canal from the White Lake to Pecan Island. I'm sure it was about that time.
Somebody here to see you.
That's good.
Back on the...
Right for my son makers from here. That's where I was raised.
Back on the...
Down the road, about 7 acres from here.
Yeah.
A big white house on that side of the road, did you notice?
Up on them.
Yeah, and then there's one a little bit further. Two big white houses. One's his mother's house. That's a little piece of land I inherited from my father. And I gave it to his mother to build her home. And then I was raised in that big white house.
Uh-huh.
Not in that one. I was married when they built that. But that picture I showed you with that power.